This is St. Louis Public Radio. Thousands of people are expected to descend upon the southernmost counties of Illinois to watch next Monday's solar eclipse. When the moon totally blocks the sun at 1:20 in the afternoon, people watching from the tiny village of Gorville will earn some astronomical bragging rights. They'll be in the shadow of the moon longer than anyone else in the path of totality. St. Louis Public Radio's Mary Leonard recently took a road trip to Gorville, which is about 130 miles southeast of St. Louis.
Adam Kirby has absolutely no idea how many people will pay 10 bucks a car to park on his farm in southern Illinois to watch the Great American Eclipse on Monday. His fields are deep inside the path of totality, just outside Gorville, Illinois. The town of 1,000 is hosting an eclipse program that day, and it's anyone's guess how many people will show up.
I have a feeling this is probably going to be the biggest thing to hit this town ever. We have easy access off the interstate. I think it's just going to be an easy place to get to.
Gorville is wedged between two interstates, I-57 on the west and I-24 on the east. The village is accessible, and it shares an important distinction with tiny Macanda, about 20 miles away. They're the dots on the map closest to the eclipse's longest point of duration, 2 minutes and 40 seconds of totality. Kirby says the little towns around here rarely get this kind of opportunity to attract tourists.
I say the more people that show up, the merrier. It's a day, it's a few hours. It really shouldn't inconvenience us that much.
Businesses in Gorville are getting in the spirit. At AC's Fuel and Gas, one of only two gas stations in town, they're selling glow-in-the-dark t-shirts, and they can't keep eclipse glasses in stock. Clerk Ashley Taylor Thorne says the police have told the staff they'll need to keep customers moving on eclipse day.
The cops are saying that it's going to be completely packed, so I'm not quite sure how many people that's going to be, but I'm sure it's going to be really packed.
Residents are being advised to prepare for the eclipse as if it were an approaching snowstorm. Stock up on groceries and buy gas before the big day. Police Chief Eddie Holland predicts the worst traffic congestion will come right after totality ends, when everyone decides to leave at the same time.
With the interstates, we have no idea, because if everybody tries to get on at one time, it's just going to be amazing. You have no idea what's going to happen.
Holland says the lessons they learned this time will come in handy 7 years from now. That's when another eclipse will once again place southern Illinois in the path of totality.
Anything we screw up on this one, we're hoping to fix in 7 years and be ready for it.
University of Illinois astronomy professor Leslie Looney says Monday's big show will be worth all the fuss.
During a totality, it shines. It's like cotton candy wispiness that surrounds this dark sun blocked by the moon. And it's one of the main reasons to be in totality is to see this beautiful corona, to feel the temperature drop, to hear the animals go quiet, to stand in the shadow of the actual moon.
The U of I Astronomy Department is setting up shop in Gorville on Eclipse Day because its campus in Champaign is not in the path of totality. Looney says the length of totality isn't as crucial as a cloudless sky. Historically, the Gorville area has about a 60% chance of clear skies.
You just need to see the sun.
In the meantime, all this celestial hoopla has inspired a couple of Carbondale musicians to record a song. It's called The Eclipse, and it might serve as inspiration for Gorville residents who are a little apprehensive about it all.
Day to night, light to dark, sun and moon, same cosmic arc.
I'm Mary Leonard, St. Louis Public Radio.
Across the land, but survive the eclipse. I know we